This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Happy Endings. Dear friends, our church year is ending. Next week, we proclaim Christ the King, the reign of Christ, the object of the Christian narrative. But as we're instructed in this gospel, that reign will come in with a bang, not a whimper. And Luke's gospel is not the most apocalyptic by far. You see, both Mark and John illustrate more graphically the perils that will signal the end of days, while Luke's gospel predicts an initial apocalypse on a smaller, more immediate scale, the destruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. Christ then goes on to tell us of the turmoil that will plague the earth. Nation will rise against nation. There'll be great earthquakes, famines, and plagues. And Jesus puts Christians on notice that will be singled out for persecution, betrayal, and hatred, all because of his name. But then he stands this doomsday narrative on its head, promising that not a hair on your head will perish. How can that be? How can we escape an all-consuming apocalypse? How can we survive mortality? And how do we dodge the bullet of bigotry aimed at every active Christian? Well, you see, over thousands of years and countless generations, Christ's saving message comes to us with the freshness of morning as he assures you and me, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. My friends, the operative word that leaps from the page is endurance. To many, endurance conjures up images of marathon runners struggling towards a finish line, then collapsing in complete exhaustion. Is that what lies in store for us, physically and spiritually hanging on, dragging ourselves into heaven? Is that God's plan for us? Hardly. We're here to rejoice in the Lord always, in good times and bad, in celebration and in persecution. In fact, that's the only way we can truly endure, by faithfully connecting with the Lord every day, by humbly asking his help and aligning our attitudes and actions with his guidance, particularly as it's revealed in this text. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. And the best of the good news is that we're not in this race by ourselves. Jesus is with us every step of the way. We need not rely on training, conditioning, or dieting for our endurance. His grace, that's the source of our strength. To endure, we must constantly seek it, cling to it, live in it, rejoice in it. Because Jesus is the truth, he always tells us the truth, even when it's hard for us to find good news in dire predictions. Luke 21 is the last chapter just before the Passion, and Jesus clearly tells us what he will endure for our sake. He looks beyond his looming agony to tell us what we too must endure. To carry us home, Jesus will carry his cross. To follow him home, each of us must carry our own cross. For some, the cross is relatively light. Perhaps it's minor inconveniences, petty prejudices, snide remarks, negative peer pressure, constantly navigating a world of vanishing values. For others, the cross literally means martyrdom, either by the sword or by institutional prejudice. A recent study found that 50 countries had official anti-Christian statutes and practices with sanctions ranging from death to imprisonment, from harassment to expulsion. Christian life is more than a marathon. At times, it can be a deadly obstacle course. My friends, expect to be tripped. Expect to fall. Endurance means more than just chugging along. We must regularly pick ourselves up and get back on the track. Our faith, it'll be shaken. Our sins will betray us. For endurance, we look not only to the cross, we look to the resurrection. That's because we know how the story ends, not in tragedy, but in great triumph. That's the source of our strength, our hope, our joy. Paul instructs us in Hebrews 12, "Let us run with perseverance, looking to Jesus who endured the cross, so that you may not grow weary or lose heart." With every passing day, the odds grow longer that our generation will not be the one to face the apocalypse. But the odds are certain, that each one of us will face our own personal end of days. And in the face of that certainty, we cling to the cross of Christ, the ark of our salvation. If we take nothing else from this gospel, take the word of Jesus that even in mortality, we'll never, ever perish. My friends, trust in him, live in his love. And so another church year approaches its conclusion. Thank you, Jesus. In your saving grace, we rejoice and endure because we know that individually or collectively, our ending will be a happy one. We know that we are risen with you. This has been Father David Sellery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidsellery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.